Welcome to Hear Me Out Geraldton Entertainment Review number 12. Today we welcome our guest reviewer Leanne Weaver, who took in the performance of Frankenstein at Queen's Park Theatre on Saturday the 12th of May. The synopsis of the show is as follows. Frank could be a genius, just one more eye and he'd be an Einstein. Frank's a lonely guy who wants to make his imaginary friends real. Harnessing electricity from a storm, he creates his world from nothing but his imagination and the garbage in his lab. Battling a physical impairment, Frank creates monsters to fulfill his desire to be normal and to be accepted by others. Can he control what he creates? And who is the real monster anyway? Welcome, Leanne.
Hi.
What did you think of the show?
Yeah, no, I thought it was amazing the way they did it because they took a real modern spin on Frankenstein. I felt they tackled it a really kind of big issue nowadays with like self-acceptance and learning to deal with maybe disabilities or like physical impairment. I thought it was great, the sound, the lighting, all of that.
And so what kind of show was it? Was it just like a drama or was there music or singing? How did the story play out?
So it was, they used a lot of, the dancing, the...
Interpretive dance?
Yeah, interpretive dancing, that's the word. Interpretive dancing, they used a lot of that and a lot of... it wasn't really a musical, but they didn't really speak much either. They pretty much just spoke through dance, through...
Okay.
They laughed quite a bit and there was only a really little dialogue, but the way they performed it was... It was pretty clear what was going on, so...
And did you find that you could easily follow the show, even though, as you said, there wasn't a lot of talking and not necessarily singing, but do you think you still understood the premise behind the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And what about the sets and costumes? What did they do in that respect?
Well, actually, that's a pretty big part of it because... The costumes for the main character, for Frank, he just pretty much just wore pants, and the two girls wore the same dresses, which I felt like there was probably a bit more meaning behind that.
Right. Because
one of the girls was a monster that he created. So he created what I believe to be like the perfect kind of like male specimen because he was struggling with himself with the way he looked.
Was that because he had a disability
himself?
He did,
actually. The main actor had a... one of his arms was shorter than the other, and okay. So that they actually kind of focused on that in the play itself.
So he wasn't comfortable with himself,
right.
And so he was trying to create a person or a being,
right.
that he felt was the perfect specimen.
That's how I took it, right?
Yeah.
Because there was even such an emotional part in it where he's dancing with the first monster he created, which is like this perfect male body. He was like, you know, toned and fit. And he went dancing with him and he seen his arm and noticed that his arm was the same length as his other one. And so he took it and kind of put it in front of him. You can kind of tell that he was wondering what it would be like,
mm-hmm.
to have both of his arms be the same. And so just back to the costumes, there was another one that he created who was, he seemed to be like half male, like half female, like his clothes were... half and half, kind of split down the middle.
Right.
The costumes were pretty well done. I feel like there was a bit more meaning behind pretty much everything that they picked for each character.
And what about the set itself? Was it just one set or did it change throughout?
No, it was just the one set. It was based outside and inside of the laboratory that he worked out of. The inside of it was open to the audience so you could see what was going on.
So how many characters were there in all?
Four, I believe.
Okay.
So it was Frankenstein, the love interest, and the three monsters that he made. So five, sorry.
And the music that was used throughout the show, I presume, to help create the mood,
mm-hmm.
was that familiar music or did it appear to you to have been created especially for the show?
So I think maybe some of them were created for the show, but there were familiar songs like Staying Alive towards
okay.
the end. Yeah, the comedy. Yeah, it was quite funny as well. There were dramatic moments and funny ones.
And how long did the show last?
Only about an hour.
Okay, so that's quite short, but probably a very good length, I would think.
It was just over an hour.
And was it appropriate for all ages or,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So children, families could have, you know, gone to that and quite enjoyed it. And as you said, the hour's length is probably very appropriate. Perfect, yeah. For a family.
Yeah.
And what did you think of the Queen's Park Theatre as a venue, and how did that work with the production itself?
Yeah, I think it worked quite well. Their stage was just big enough for their set. It worked well.
And you were comfortable and...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's,
yeah,
a lovely theatre.
It is, yeah.
Great. So if you had to rate this out of 5, what would you give it?
Definitely a 5. I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Leanne, no worries, for reviewing Frankenstein for us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.